Hi guys, and welcome back to the Atlas Weekly Recap, covering the financial news and events as of Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. In this week's episode, I'll be covering the flurry of central bank rate decisions taking place this week, including a potentially historic one for the Bank of Japan. We'll also look at the trends in global equities from last week. So let's get into it. Let's start by taking a look at how global equities performed last week. As I covered in my podcast episode from last week, the major market driver was the US CPI, Consumer Price Index, inflation data for February, which proved a little bit higher than the market had expected. And this somewhat took the wind out of the sails for both global and local Australian equities last week, as investors started to push out the timing for when the first interest rate cut in the United States might occur. Earlier in the year, market pricing had the first rate cut in the US at around March, but this is now looking more like a June or potentially a July Fed meeting occurrence. In Australia, weaker iron ore prices and probably some profit-taking as well combined to push the benchmark ASX 200 lower, and it fell 2.3% last week. And this was after two consecutive weeks of gains of 1.3%. And just for reference, profit taking just refers to shareholders selling their shares after a period of growth before they see any potential downside in the short term. If we look at the other benchmark indexes, the US S&P 500 was down 0.1% last week. The NASDAQ composite was down 0.7%. Europe's Euro Stoxx 50 was up 0.5%. The UK's FTSE 100 was up 0.9%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up 2.3%. And the Australian dollar against the US dollar fell sharply 1.2%. It's now back at that 66 cent mark. Now looking to the week ahead, three notable central banks will hand down rate decisions this week in Australia, Japan, and the United States. Starting with Australia, so later today, Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. Sydney time, the Reserve Bank of Australia will conclude its two-day meeting and hand down its second interest rate decision for 2024. The wide expectation at the moment is for the RBA to leave the cash rate firmly on hold at 4.35%. We'll learn what the Reserve Bank thinks of the recent mixed local economic picture, with the softer than expected, it wasn't softer than expected, it was just the still soft Q4 GDP figures or gross domestic product figures that we had recently. And then they're also going to be looking at those sticky US inflation figures that we had more recently as well. Given we haven't seen any recent inflation data in Australia since the monthly consumer price index print for January, so that was late February that came out, Michelle Bullock and the bank will likely be remaining quite cautious about the outlook and maintain their mild tightening bias towards any future rate decisions. And that will be the case until such time as the incoming economic data suggests the need to cut rates. We'll also see the press conference from 3:30 p.m. With Michelle Bullock, so that'll be of interest as well. Later today, we'll also see an interest rate decision by Japan's central bank, the Bank of Japan, or BOJ, which could be a historic one. So the BOJ is currently the only central bank in the world that employs negative interest rates at the moment, as it tries to encourage investment and borrowing. So effectively, the short-term interest rate currently is 0.1%. So it's almost acting as a disincentive to hold cash. And an interest rate hike today would be the first interest rate hike in 17 years in Japan. So the last was February 2007. Since then, it's been pretty much just interest rate cuts as they've looked to ease their monetary policy. However, this week, the central bank sees a bit of an opportunity to normalize its monetary policy now that inflation in Japan appears set to remain at 2% or higher, with local wages and price inflation rising, as well as global rates being notably higher than they have been in many years. Economists are betting now is the perfect time for the BOJ to finally lift rates out of the negative territory. However, lifting rates will not be without risks and could see the local yen strengthen, and this could undermine the competitiveness of Japanese exporters. So naturally, if your local currency is weak, it's cheaper for foreign countries to purchase your goods and services. And naturally, the demand could drop off a little bit as well. Additionally, it could also potentially impact on the roaring stock market in Japan at the moment. So the benchmark index there, the Nikkei 225, it's up 19.4% just this year to date. So will be a really interesting move later today. Economists are expecting the BOJ to lift rates by more than 0.1%. And that would leave short-term interest rates likely between 0% and 0.1%. Finally, in the US on Thursday morning, Australia time, we'll learn more about what the Federal Reserve is thinking on future monetary policy moves. While no one expects the Fed to change interest rates this month, the focus will be on the updated economic forecasts and policy rate projections. However, it's unlikely there'll be any material changes in the policy rate projections. They were last released in December, and at that time, the Fed was anticipating 3 rate cuts were required in 2024, but the market will nervously await the outcome. That's all for this week, guys. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Atlas Weekly Recap. Thanks for tuning in.